שלום וברוכים הבאים. Hello and welcome to www.learnhebrewpod.com. Welcome to lesson 5 of the first conversational Hebrew course by podcasts. My name is Jonathan and I am your host for this program. For the last 3 years I have been teaching Hebrew in New York and New Jersey. It's a great pleasure for me to be a part of this exciting program and to have the privilege of sharing my knowledge and technique with you all. As always, I would like to mention that aside from the use of the podcasts, we welcome you to practice and expand your Hebrew by using all the other interactive and useful tools we have provided you with on our website. Please check them all up at www.learnhebrewpod.com. And don't forget to write us with some feedback, opinions, stories of your personal experience, and suggestions you may have for our future lessons. Let us start our 5th lesson. As on the previous ones, I will be assisted by my friends and colleagues, Liat and Eran. Shalom, Liat. Ma shlomech?
Tov meod, toda. Ma shlomcha, Yonatan?
Metsuyan, toda. Eran, ma shlomcha?
Nehedar, toda.
Toda, Liat ve'Eran. Let's start our conversation for today. Liat, are we having a conversation or monologues today?
Oh, today we are definitely having a conversation. I'm actually planning on inviting Eran to join me at a movie.
Okay, I can't wait to hear that.
We will find out very soon that Eran is quite a busy guy and a very diligent student.
All's well that ends well.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
אירן, אתה רוצה לבוא לסרט השבוע?
השבוע, מיום ראשון עד יום חמישי, אני לומד למבחן.
מה עם יום שישי או שבת?
כן, סרט ביום שישי או שבת זה רעיון מצוין.
תודה ליאת ואירן. Let us listen to the dialogue once more. I will be giving you the English translation after each sentence.
Eran, ata rotze lavo leseret hashavua?
Eran, do you want to come to a movie this week?
Hashavua, miyom rishon ad yom chamishi, ani lomed lemivchan.
This week, from Sunday until Thursday, I am studying for a test.
מה עם יום שישי או שבת?
What about Friday or Saturday?
כן, סרט ביום שישי או שבת זה רעיון מצוין.
Yes, a movie on Friday or Saturday, that is an excellent idea. Let's listen to it once more at a slower pace.
אירן, אתה רוצה לבוא לסרט השבוע?
אירן, do you want to come to a movie this week?
השבוע מיום ראשון עד יום חמישי אני לומד למבחן.
This week, from Sunday until Thursday, I am studying for a test.
מה עם יום שישי או שבת?
What about Friday or Saturday?
כן, סרט ביום שישי או שבת זה רעיון מצוין.
Yes, a movie on Friday or Saturday, that is an excellent idea. תודה. So even though Eran is a very busy guy, he was able to join you at the movies this weekend. Taking some time off is very important. Okay, back to our lesson. In today's conversation, we've learned about the days of the week. Besides that, we were also using some prepositions. Because we have plenty of new words today, In this lesson, we will focus on the first half of the dialogue. The second half of the dialogue and some additional vocabulary are available on podcast number 5b. We have already mentioned 4 days of the week. Eran and Liat, would you repeat those for us?
Of course, Jonathan. I said that I'm busy studying for a test between Yom Rishon ve-Yom Chamishi. Yom Rishon. Sunday. Yom Rishon. Yom Chamishi. Thursday. Yom Chamishi.
Then I asked Eran if he would like to join me on Yom Shishi or Shabbat. Yom Shishi. Friday. Yom Shishi. Shabbat. Saturday. Shabbat.
Now, if I remember well, we were already using the word Yom in lesson number 1.
Yes, Yom is a day.
And in that lesson, we were greeting each other. I said to Eran, Yom Nifla, have a wonderful day.
We know that Yom Nifla is literally translated as a wonderful day. This is a description of the day. Let me remind you of the cheese cream rule, which says that in Hebrew, the noun precedes the adjective. We first say a day and then wonderful. Yom Nifla, a wonderful day. In English, each day of the week has a specific name. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, etc. In Hebrew, we are actually counting the days of the week. So in the same manner of Yom Nifla, we are saying a day and then its number. Let's see. Yom Rishon. Yom meaning a day. What is Rishon?
Rishon is first. So Yom Rishon meaning first day.
Chamishi is fifth. Yom Chamishi, fifth day.
Shishi is sixth. Yom Shishi, sixth day.
But for Saturday, we have a specific name which I am sure sounds familiar to most of you. Shabbat. That is not the number of the day in the week, but a special name for this special day.
It might be important to mention that in Israel, the week, Hashavua, starts on Sunday, on Yom Rishon, and ends on Saturday, Shabbat. This is in the order of the creation of the world as described in the book of Genesis.
So, you don't rest on Sunday?
On the contrary, Yom Rishon is the day we all need to go back to work.
Interesting. Okay, let's review again the names of these days.
Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon.
Sunday.
Yom Chamishi. Yom Chamishi.
Thursday.
Yom Shishi. Yom Shishi.
Friday.
Shabbat. Shabbat.
Saturday.
You have made a great progress. And if you would like to keep building your Hebrew, you can subscribe to the Learn Hebrew Pod Premium right here on Apple Podcasts. As a subscriber, you will unlock all 210 episodes, including parts B and C, with real conversations, grammar walkthroughs, and native speaker guidance to help you speak with confidence. There is a 7-day free trial, so you can try everything and keep learning at your own pace. And if you would like full transcripts, a Hebrew reading course, and more, you will find it all in the Learn Hebrew Pod app, available now in the App Store. Let's learn the other words we had on the first half of the dialogue.
Ata rotze. Ata rotze.
Do you want?
Lavo. Lavo.
To come.
Le. Le.
To.
Seret. Seret.
A movie.
Le seret. Le seret.
To a movie.
Ha sha vu a. Ha sha vu a.
this week.
Me. Me.
From.
Ad. Ad.
Until.
למבחן. למבחן.
To a test.
For the first question, אתה רוצה, meaning do you want, we can see that in Hebrew, when asking a simple question, we do not use the to-do verb, as we learned in podcast number 4b. אתה רוצה, meaning you want. But when adding an articulation of a question at the end, it becomes a question. אתה רוצה? Do you want? That sounds like a lot of information for this lesson. Now, we will give you the chance to repeat the new vocabulary and the first half of the dialogue.
Do you want? אתה רוצה?
To come. לבוא.
To a movie. לסרט.
This week. השבוע.
From day. מיום.
Until. עד.
To a test. למבחן.
Sunday. יום ראשון.
Thursday. יום חמישי.
Friday. יום שישי.
Saturday. שבת.
And now we will do the same while building the all sentence.
Do you want? אתה רוצה? Do you want to come? אתה רוצה לבוא? Do you want to come to a movie? אתה רוצה לבוא לסרט? Do you want to come to a movie this week? אתה רוצה לבוא לסרט השבוע?
This week. השבוע. From Sunday. מיום ראשון. This week from Sunday. השבוע מיום ראשון. Until Thursday. עד יום חמישי. I am studying. אני לומד. To a test. למבחן. I am studying to a test. אני לומד למבחן.
That will be all for today. Thank you so much, Liat and Eran, and thank you, dear students, for being with us. We had quite a lot of vocabulary today. Please take the time to review it, and then please check lesson number 5b for completing the list of the days of the week, as well as the other vocabulary we had on the dialogue. Don't forget, practice makes perfect, so don't hesitate and play this podcast again a few more times. That's exactly what it's all about. Shalom.
להתראות.